Yeah, that's true. True story. Well, this morning is going to be unlike anything we've ever done at Grace, at least in my 3 years. We're calling it Discovery Day. Well, what does this mean? Well, first, it means I'm going to preach my shortest message ever. Thank you for not applauding. And second, it means that in a few short minutes, we're all just going to get up and we're going to leave this room and we're going to go back to the hub where all of the deacons and ministry leaders have little tables set up. We're going to talk to them, maybe. And if nothing else, you're going to go over there and you're going to get donuts and orange juice or donuts and coffee, and you'll just sort of hang out for a little while. So you say, that sounds kind of weird and strange. So what do you mean by Discovery Day and why are we doing it? Well, we have two goals. We have two goals for doing it this morning. First, we want you to discover what God is doing here at Grace. Really want you to discover what God is doing here at Grace. One of the most common complaints, one of the most common frustrations or difficulties in churches today is simply this, that people don't feel connected. Don't feel connected to one another. They don't feel connected to the church and what's happening at the church. And to be honest, you know, we've had a lot of changes over the last couple of years, a lot of growth. Some ministries have been revived, sort of brought back from the dead, or they've changed leadership, some of them multiple times, right? We've added a deacon board a couple of years ago, and that's really changed some of the structure. And then we've grown some. So there are some new people here at Grace who really are still new enough that they don't really know what's going on, what Grace does, what ministries we have, what the deacons do, what's happening here. And so we want you to get connected, to feel connected, to know what's happening at Grace, to be a part of it. Additionally, because there are so many changes, there are some of you who have been going to Grace for 20 plus years who also feel like you have no idea what's going on around here anymore. Right? So this is our opportunity for you to simply get connected, to feel connected to what's going on in this church. Because we want you to be connected. We want you to know what you're a part of when you're a part of Grace Bible Church. Right? We want you to know how this church is a growing family, how, right, we're following Christ and how we're sharing with others. So it's going to be a great chance for you just to walk around and discover what God is doing at Grace. To talk to the deacons, the ministry leaders, and ask them questions like, hey, what's new in your ministry in the last couple months or in the last year? Or to ask them something like, hey, what are the big things that are coming up? What are you excited about? What's sort of on the horizon for you? Or maybe you need to ask them a question as simple as, hey, what do you do? What is your ministry even about? And just to find out, discover what's going on here at Grace, and then I really hope that you'll sort of praise the Lord for the work that he is doing in and through this congregation. Because we want you to feel connected to the work that God is doing here. We want you to celebrate with us the work that God is doing through this church. We want you to pray for the ministry leaders and for the deacons and for the missionaries. We want you to be proud to call this church your home and to invite others to join in the work that's happening here. So this morning, we're giving you the chance then simply to get more connected, to go around to discover what God's doing here at Grace, to talk to some ministry leaders, to figure out who's even in charge of these things. So discover the work that God is doing here at Grace. The second goal is this. We want you to discover opportunities to serve. We want you to discover some opportunities to serve. Because the plain truth is that you cannot be a mature disciple, you cannot be a healthy follower of Jesus, and not be devoted to service. And I mean physical, active service for the sake of the kingdom of God. I'm sorry, but lip service won't do, right? I'm not talking about just wishing others well or volunteering but not showing up. Not talking about just posting things, maybe on Facebook, but actually getting out there and serving. Getting your feet on the ground, getting your hands moving, and serving people around you. Why? Why is it true that you can't truly be a follower of Christ and not be serving? For a couple reasons, right? Because when you serve, first you just follow Christ's example, right? This is God who came down to earth, and even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, Mark 10:45, right? Or the very God who humbled himself, taking on the form of a servant, Philippians 2:7, or the God who came to this earth and actually served by washing disciples' feet in John 13. Right? Jesus was all about service. He commanded us that if we want to be great in the kingdom of heaven, then we have to be the servant, Matthew 23:11. And you can only obey Jesus' second greatest commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself, by doing what? By serving. So Paul tells us in Galatians 5, through love, serve one another. And our spiritual gifts are given to us in order to be used to do what? 1 Peter 4, to serve one another. Right? You simply can't be a close follower of Christ. You cannot be a mature, healthy follower, disciple of Christ, and not be actively serving. And I know that we're busy people, we're involved people, right, with lots going on, but I want to share with you one passage this morning, 1 Corinthians 15. You got a Bible, flip there. We won't be there for long. 1 Corinthians verse 15, or chapter 15, verses, we'll go 9 and 10. So in 1 Corinthians 15, we have this amazing summary of the gospel, where in 1 Corinthians 15, beginning in verse 3, Paul sort of says, I told you what I received, right? That Jesus came and he died for us, and then he appeared to a bunch of people, and he mentions them, Peter and James and the apostles. And then Paul says this, 1 Corinthians 15, 9 and 10. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, here are your three words. I worked harder. Paul says, I worked harder, then he says, than any of them. Though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. And so let's diagnose what Paul's saying here. He says, I worked harder than any of them. Who's the them he's talking about? He's talking about Peter. He's talking about James, the half-brother of Christ. He's talking about all of the apostles. He says, I worked harder than any of them. Interesting term here in the worked harder. It's not, there's a common word in the Greek for worked, and it's not that word. Paul uses a rather uncommon term here, which actually basically means I worked to the point of exhaustion. I worked until I became weary and tired. And actually, this word work is more tied to the idea of exhaustion and tiredness and weariness than it is to work. So Paul's sitting here, he's saying, I worked harder than I have worked myself to the point of exhaustion. You ever been there? Ever worked yourself to the point of exhaustion? Right on a hot Kansas summer day, being outside? Or playing sports, you work yourself to the point where you're just bone tired, right? You're just weary. You cannot move anymore. Maybe you've done this at the end of a long week, a bunch of 16, 18-hour work days. Right? You're just exhausted. You're done. You're so tired. And the question that I'd have then is, have any of you ever done that for Christ? Right? I worked harder than any of them for the sake of Christ. I worked myself, served myself into a point of weary exhaustion for the sake of Christ. Say, Paul, why would you even do that? What would motivate you to do that? It's verses 9 and the first half of 10. I'm the least of the apostles, unworthy. Why? Because I persecuted the church of God, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Right? And the end of this verse, but the grace of God that is with me, that's what really did the work through me. But the only reason I would ever work myself to the point of exhaustion for God is because I know who I was and who I am now. I know the lost and wandering sinner that I was, and I know that God's grace was poured out on me and saved me. And so Paul says, hey, I worked myself to the point of exhaustion. So when I see and I know that we're busy people, involved people with lots going on, you say, well, sometimes I'm just too tired. I look at Paul and I say, this should be our motivation, that by the grace of God, I'll work myself all the way to the point of exhaustion. The amazing thing is, right, the beautiful thing is that there's no age range for service. Isn't this great? It's not like, well, only people between the ages of 25 and 40 can really work hard and serve the Lord. Right, imagine at this point in time, Paul's probably been serving for quite a while, and we know he's going to serve all the way up until the point of his death. It's beautiful to see, and I think God smiles when he looks down and sees that in this church even, we have some middle schoolers who serve Christ by doing things like helping out in the nursery. It's awesome. It's amazing. I think how pleased God is, not just when the little children love him and praise him, and of course he is, but to see the kids actually get out and serve God as well. I start them early. Kids, I mean, if you know that you love Jesus, one of the ways you show it is just by getting out and by doing something for him. What can you do to serve him? And of course, there's no cap. It's not like, hit the age of 60, clocking out, and I'm done serving the Lord, right? Serve to the end. A life lived in service is a life well lived. Right? God expects us to serve. He wants us to serve. He knows. God knows better than anybody that we will actually benefit and grow from serving others. So today we want to give you the opportunity, right, to discover some chances, discover some opportunities for service. Here's what we're going to do. In a minute, a very short minute, we're all going to get up, head over to the hub, grab a donut and some orange juice. And here's my encouragement to you. There are 8 tables, 9 tables set up there. Right, nursery and kids are sort of sharing a table, men's, women's ministries, the missions organization, worship, care, facilities, hospitality and events, young lives, right? We got a lot of tables over there, a lot of people you can talk to about what's happening at and around Grace and opportunities to serve. I'm going to challenge you to approach at least 3 of them and talk to them. Right? Bonus points, extra credit if you get to all 9. Right? But approach at least 3 of them and talk to them. Just ask them questions about, hey, what's happening in your ministry? What are you most excited about right now? And discover what God is doing here at Grace. And I'll challenge you to look for, consider at least one new opportunity for service in this body. No matter the age, no matter the busyness, how great would it be at the end of your life to look back and say, you know, I worked myself to exhaustion, not for money, not for some corporation, but I worked myself to exhaustion for the sake of Christ and for the kingdom. Let's pray. Lord God, thanks so much for this body of believers. Thanks for the many ways in which they're loving and serving one another and serving you and serving this community. So God, help us to recognize the importance of service, to be a people who serve one another, that when others come in and check out Grace Bible Church, they notice a church that serves each other, serves one another, and serves those around them with joy and an excited fervor. God, and the only reason we serve isn't so that other people will pat us on the back, but because your grace is so amazing. What amazing grace, what unfailing love for us. So out of our gratitude and excitement for your salvation and grace poured out on us, we want to give back by serving. It's in the Son's name we pray. All right.